Hello, this is Isaac, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm here with Hour to Kill, Substitute Edition, filling in for Sean today. I don't have a permanent time slot right now. I just got to Medford for the summer. I'm going to have a good time today. Just here till 6, playing mostly some 80s pop stuff, some new wave stuff, 2000 stuff. We're bouncing around. This next one has been big on TikTok lately, surprisingly. Or maybe not surprisingly. It's not exactly a small song. It's a Wham hit, but it is not Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. It's a George Michael hit, but it is not Careless Whisper or one of his many other hits. It is Everything She Wants off Make It Big. And I could talk more about it, but you should hear it first. Here we go.
I'm
Everything She Wants, Wham, about the tragedy of being a closeted, flamboyant gay man in the 80s and a massive pop star making a lot of money, married to somebody who wants that lot of money, and you don't know if you really love him or not. We don't get pop songs like that anymore, folks. We don't. I mean, sound-wise, I'm sure a lot that's actually not that different. I mean, it's Wham. It's not, they weren't making it in a dingy basement or anything. But I enjoy it. I think the big 80s pop stuff, even if it's so... I think you, when it's so manufactured, you almost have to respect it. I mean, you don't have to, but I personally do. When it's put together very well. I mean, the harmonies, you hear them hitting the high notes, and it just sounds good. Another flamboyant, extra, wonderful 80s pop group, Erasure, coming up. Love to Hate You. Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence. Wonderful Depeche Mode track. Enjoy the silence. Not exactly a deep cut. Their biggest song, in fact, but this is the album version, so there's a little bit of meshing around on the outro. I'm gonna just talk over. It's been a while since I've been in the studio. It's nice to be back. Nice to get behind the, get behind the, I was gonna say turntable, but I'm not spinning any records right now. But yeah, I'm back in town. Summer has been not especially eventful. I mean, I've been working, been at home. I've been in Austin, Texas. Flew back a couple days ago and sent up my place. And it's good to be here. So much going on in the world, but I don't know what to really talk about. Usually I'll talk about soccer at this point, but it's a pretty... There's the Women's World Cup, but as far as men's soccer, this is the dour time. Same with basketball, same with football. Any sports thing, this is really the rough stretch. But Women's World Cup is going on. The U.S. women's team disappointed, which is disappointment for, obviously, the U.S. and their supporters. But for the game as a whole, nice that this dominant team that had never gotten worse than fourth was humbled a bit. Anyway, here's this wonderful song by The Cure. Been stuck in my head a lot lately. Been going back to their first album, Three Imaginary Boys. Bunch of wonderful songs off there. Obviously, Boys Don't Cry, the highlight. But this is Fire in Cairo. Enjoy. Thank you. probably my favorite song we played so far, Donovan by the Happy Mondays, or just Happy Mondays. We got another 80s British classic band. I don't know if classic's the right word. I don't know when classic's the right word with music. It's so variable. Anyway, not meant to be a tangent. This is Song for My Sugar. Whoa, I gotta be careful. I was going to delve into this too fast and just completely butcher it. Song for My Sugar Spun Sister by the Stone Roses. Yep.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
There is a PSA for today. I'm going to shift a little bit, a little transition song in between. We have our 80s stuff, although a lot of these releases were in the 90s and some were in the 70s, so I'm playing a little loose. Actually, I'm going to sidetrack now because I've had a couple conversations comparing just decades and eras of music, and I think it's interesting because once you really push it more and more, you get to more things where it's like, ah, well, this started in 78, but, technically you reach the peak later, and then there's so many technicalities like that that it's decades are kind of, it's just a overly simplified way to approach that kind of comparison. It's much better to look at it, I think. I think you can still break things down through eras. There's clear beginning and ends. Like the 2000s, for instance, kind of start with 9/11. So that's kind of almost 2 years into the decade. But that's a clear cultural distinct point where you look at a before and after. Anyway, not necessarily a new point, but a lot of the way we look at time and comparisons is arbitrary anyway. But in this specific case of comparing music and decades, some stuff just shifts around and it's not really easy to draw a hard line. A lot of, again, I run into that a lot with artists I associate with the 80s, and it's like, oh, this song's from 79. It's like, technicality. Anyway, this next song is The Mercury Girl by The Cleaners from Venus. Not going to sound as clean as some of these last few recordings. Lo-fi legend, but it's a really wonderful song. And I hit the wrong button, but it's okay, because I'm still talking. I can talk us through this, and I'm going to hit the right button now. Love that song. Love Cleaners from Venus. Venus? That's like a British aluminium edition of an eye for no reason. The Cleaners from Venus. Just a lot of very... It just sounds very warm. It's just very pleasant and nice to listen to. I like how I've been listening to that on headphones as I'm in the studio, and you can hear the two different vocal tracks. You have them, kind of the main one, the higher one, and then the harmony, I guess. I don't know. I'm forgetting the right words for it. I think harmony is the right word, but the lower one, and that's in the right ear. And some of these other songs, it's just kind of blended and panned, and you hear it all around. And the simplicity of it, I think, honestly, works better than it does for some of those other songs. It almost calls attention to it, and it's really nice. You can hear so clearly. Like, if you focus on it, you can just hear the not the main line, I guess. I don't know. I think it's neat. I like when you get little moments, you're listening to a song, and you've heard it a bunch of times, and you just pick up on some aspect of it. Like, oh, that's kind of clear in the mix or whatever. This next song, Jumping Ahead by about 20 years, 2005. We got a couple 2000s ones. Actually, that's going to be the rest of the show. Wonderfully, what I've been listening to a good amount of lately as well, going back to just that era, that kind of explosion of a few bands that typically dropped about 1 to 2 good albums and then fell off the face of the earth. Not as far as quality, not as far as what they're putting out. This is a band I'm actually not that familiar with, but I am familiar with this song. It sounds a lot like Franz Ferdinand, but it is not Franz Ferdinand. It's The Bravery with An Honest Mistake. That was Like Eating Glass by Bloc Party off their first album, Silent Alarm, which I'm a huge defender of. I strongly recommend listening to that album. I think it's one of the best of that, whatever you want to call it, indie rock upsurge, revival, bringing back 80s sounds. 2005 release, Silent Alarm, the Brits, they did it again. It's funny also because they're one of the bands I alluded to earlier, and like this next band, Interpol, where they have some solid stuff early on. First album is fantastic. And, they only have, whether it's, I'm not living their lives. I can't attribute it to what particular thing, and people can be overly mean about, perceived drops in quality, but it's definitely not this several decades of not having the juice after a short few year period of definitively having the juice. I say several decades. It's not been that long ago, this within my lifetime. But anyway, like I said, this next song is Interpol. It is not off Turn on the Bright Lights, though that is one of my favorite albums ever. It's off of, I think, their third album? It's Our Love to Admire. But the song is No I in Threesome. Like a lot of the Interpol songs, the lyrics you could definitely pick apart a bit. And he's a bit... But I think it's a fun song. Or maybe fun's the wrong word. I like listening to it. It's enjoyable. It's pleasant to my ears. Most important thing for a song to be. No I in Threesome, Interpol.
In the moon.
That was Way Out by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Coming to the end of the hour now. Coming up next is Paranormal Playground Sounds. You need to stick around and listen. Got the Boston Medium on the mic. Wonderful stuff. But before we go, I got one more song. And I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to my return to the air after, I think it's been only like 3 months away. But it's nice to be back. Nice to have some listeners. And, yeah, I got one more song. Got one more song. It's by The Killers. It is not off their first album. It is Bling, Confession of a King, off Sam's Town. A funny project to me because they just the story behind how it came out as far as their first album being so well-received and so popular, but starting in the UK first and being associated with kind of other British acts. And so for the second album, wanting to go all the way into the opposite direction. We're doing Americana. We're doing Las Vegas. We're doing, I don't know. We're going to try and figure out a way to sound American as a band. I think that's not the number one goal of the project. I mean, he's doing other things. Just like any album, there's multiple sources of influence, but you can hear it for sure. And yeah, this is Isaac. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll maybe be floating around picking up sub slots. I've got a few. These next three Sundays in a row, I'm covering for Lucy's Naive Melodies. So you can tune in at 11 p.m. these next three Sundays, and I'll be there. And yeah, I have nothing else to say. I'm stalling for time, but I got one more song, and I'm going to play it right now. Thank you all for listening. Stick around, listen to some Freeform Radio. This is Bling, Confession of a King.
When I offer you survival, you say it's hard enough to live. It's not so bad, it's not so bad. How do you know that you're right? The sun is